They hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
That's my lovely co-host, Taryn. And over here, we have Miss Alicia Marie and Miss Remy Ashton.
Hello.
Round of applause. Finally,
we're here.
Which one are you waving at? This one?
All of them.
Okay, hi. Hello. Hello.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen to the podcast on YouTube and you can see them waving to you guys vigorously. Fun fact for you guys, pretty basic, the podcast started their podcast like a year before Taryn and I started this podcast.
Was it a year?
I thought it was less than a year.
Almost a year.
I will say Ashley did make it very obvious to me when we started that she was like, I've always wanted a podcast.
Wait.
Can we talk about this for a second?
She was so mad.
Wait, are you admitting you were furious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've talked. Oh, we had a whole discussion about this.
She was furious. We were in a fight.
She was mad. We were in a fight. There was a very unspoken tension. Because I was like, I've always wanted to start a podcast. I take credit for getting Alicia into podcasts.
Yeah, okay. Do you accept that credit?
She told me, I was like, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to like start a podcast
one
day.
Do you feel that way? How does that make you feel?
And then she tells me she was going to start one, and I was like, are you kidding me?
She was like,
the one thing that was like, yes!
But like passive Ashley, I remember like when I heard, I was like, oh, shoot. So I was like, Ash, like, how are you doing? I'm fine.
The most benign answer ever.
I'm fine. I'm like,
get out of here.
What's the Italian job? Freaked out, insecure, neurotic and emotional. Yeah.
But it was fun. I feel like it was fun for us watching you guys start it. And especially because one thing I will say about both of you, if you guys don't know who they are, they're kind of a big deal. But you've never.
Alicia Marie? Who's that?
Alicia Marie.
I've never
Remy
heard of
Ashton. If you guys have never, ever like presented like that. And that's one thing I've loved about both of you. Like, you're so willing to be like, here's my knowledge. Like, here's my tips. Like, I'm going to encourage you, but also give you advice and like genuinely mean it. And so I feel like when we were starting, like both of you were like, hey, if you record an episode and you hate it, like you can just throw it out. Like, hey, like if you have to restart, go. And it just helped it to feel like more manageable. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it kind of paved the way for us. So we appreciate
so
that.
Kind. Yeah.
I looked at Taryn. I was like, if they can do it, we can do it.
She kind of went a different way than I did. So when she said Taryn, I don't want you to think I was involved in that.
Well, thank you regardless.
Yeah. Thank you for the amazing intro.
So tell if, and I mean, I'm sure most people listening to us have heard of Pretty Basic.
No.
Because like,
guys, we have different demos.
That's very true.
But give us like the spiel. Like if you
elevator
were to record
pitch.
A promo of your podcast,
okay,
how would it go?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Two girls.
I thought we'd be like, hi guys, I'm Alicia.
Entrepreneurs, influencers.
Have they scaled a wall?
Yes, they have. Did they get their phone back?
Wait, to find out.
Season 1, episode 4.
Content baby content.
Yes.
Have you been used by a clout demon for your followers?
Ooh. Yes, I have. Call 1-800-PRETTY-BASIC.
And you too can be featured.
You too can make merch that says content baby content.
Content.
Be scared of getting sued.
They'll be hearing from our lawyers.
Yes. We are just two best friends
mm-hmm.
who love to hang out. And we started a podcast 4 years ago about boy drama, life. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I always say that. Mm-hmm,
oh, yeah. Boy drama,
mm-hmm.
life, work,
mm-hmm. work-life
friendship,
balance, friendship,
girly things.
Honestly, anything that
I feel like a lot of people, girls, guys, gays, can relate to as far as like just life stuff, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Also, obviously, being in the, like, the influencer space, where we give some tea into like what that's really
kind
like.
Kind of like pop culture-y.
Yeah, yes. pop culture topics.
Yes. We have a segment called Pretty Basic Pop Culture, where we talk about pop culture.
Wow.
Wait. Is that what it's called?
Pretty Pop Culture.
Pretty pop culture.
I'm still waking up right now.
We're drinking the
drink your matcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was telling Ash, I was like, one of the things I love about both of ours is like, you guys are besties, we're besties, but like, me and Ash are so different and you guys are so different. So it's like, I feel like it's good because even though you talk about like the same type of stuff, like you have different perspectives to add. Yeah. And also like there's something about friends recording because like when you guys start laughing together, I don't even have to know what you're talking about and I'm like dying.
But it's because you feel that. We officially have a name for it, the dolphin laugh.
Yours is the dolphin?
Good. Yeah.
What's yours?
My big one.
Mine's like a really like witchy cackle, I feel like. It's like
That's exactly what it sounds like.
A witchy cackle.
In ours, when we get going, it just sounds like clapping. Because it's like
Well, it's so silent.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Very silent. Like, yeah. If I'm laughing hard, I'm like all gums. Like,
yeah.
Gums don't even see my lips, and I'm breathy.
Like, yeah, it's like a wheeze into a silent clap.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm imagining listening to just your podcast, and it's just quiet for like 30 seconds.
The audio track is down.
Yeah, that's so funny.
There's been times.
Michaela's almost cut it multiple times thinking
about it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like, I always think because like we know the cameras are there. So like we'll do something funny and I'm like, oh, they think this is so funny. But then I'll think about how it just sounds. And I'm like, that's not so, if they're funny.
Testing audio.
Yeah.
I don't think we can go back on it.
I love watching podcasts on YouTube, especially if I know the people. I love like putting it on. And I don't know what it is. So I'm always shocked when people don't watch on YouTube, but I also get the commuting life because that's how I've always listened to podcasts.
I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I feel like it's been great because we can take like clips of it and post it on socials. And I don't know about you guys, but the only way I find podcasts nowadays is through TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It used to not be that way. It used to be like you would have to go on and kind of the app and kind of scroll for podcasts. And nowadays, I feel like I'll hear people will post like the best part of their episode.
Yeah.
And that's what gets me.
It hooks you
like
in, 10, and then you go find
10
it.
10 seconds of like the best part.
No, totally agree. We recently got a studio last year. And even if we didn't upload the full videos on YouTube, I think it's fully worth it just for the TikToks because it brings your podcast to like the next level of legitimacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I swear the amount of people who are like, oh, came here from the TikTok. Like that's the goal.
Yeah. So, or the reel or whatever. But then having that little like
the best part of the episode
where you can see the person talking.
For us because it's like, wait, oh my God, that was so funny. Like we forget about stuff. But also, wow, I literally just blinked. I just actually blinked.
Take another sip of your coffee.
What's been good for us doing reels, TikToks, people coming from TikTok.
This
is why we're sisters.
No.
The same thing happens to me.
Wait, does she blank on you? Does she blank out on you in the middle
of
the episode?
Not as much. But it doesn't go like that. It's like, so she's like, yeah, and then it,
what I just did.
And it'll just do that, yeah.
For Ashley, I feel like you see her tone out.
Her eyes glaze over and I'll look at her and I have to go, are you listening to me? And then she'll usually go, I'm sorry, no. And then I have to like restart.
She's honest.
But she'll be like engaged and then she'll glance and she'll see something. That's usually when it happens.
I can't.
She sees something like in an email and then she's like.
But you guys have your you guys have people submit letters and like all of, like that.
There are times where I'm like
arranging stuff
and I'll think that she can keep going and then I'll realize I checked out for too long.
You know how many times where like 2 seconds, even we had a live show the other night you guys went.
Yeah.
We did.
Ash was laughing the whole time.
I was dying.
I was like, she's not laughing.
I kept going, Ashley's laughing so hard. And then she met me backstage and was like, I was not laughing.
Every time you said that, I'd look and Ashley would be like,
it was dead hilarious serious. I think Remy had mentioned maybe two or three times on stage that she could hear me laughing.
I totally thought
and
it was
both
Ash.
Times Taryn looked at me and I was like, dead face.
She goes, it's not me.
What was funny too is the way that you're sitting is technically your back was towards Ashley. Oh. And mine wasn't. So I see Ashley.
I thought I saw Ash in the corner of my eye, but it must have been someone else the whole time.
That's funny. You want to know some tea about the live show?
I would love
Wait,
to know.
Yes.
So literally.
Do tell.
All day. You know. All day. We were like, we should like really workshop this episode. You know, like, what are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
I kid you not. We make an outline. And it starts with like a few random things. And then we were like, okay, the main thing when it comes to live shows is, and the way that we work too, is we don't like prepping too much because we want to have a nice conversation, let it flow.
Candid.
Yeah. Candid.
I feel like that's why podcasts, our type of podcasts are so good.
So what we've learned is the best way to kind of outline is to really focus on the transition. So if we're talking about coffee and then we're talking about going out, like find an easy way just to transition it so it's not like a choppy thing. Yeah. So we kind of came to the conclusion of, okay, we're going to end this conversation where Alicia says, my social life is thriving. So we're like, okay, Alicia's social life, thriving. What's next after that? Literally, while everyone is in the venue, the 500 people in the venue, we are sitting there, sitting in their spots. Wait, they paid money to come see us.
We're watching them, like, there was like a TV in the green room where we could see people like filing in. And we're just like, what are we going to talk about?
Social thriving. So, okay, cool. We get Cal, we get TK, we get Laura, we get everyone trying to help pitch in.
Mm-hmm.
So social life thriving, what's coming after that? Like, we kept saying that for an hour. Luckily, I think with like 10 minutes before going up.
I blacked out. I don't even remember what we said. Did we even talk about your social life thriving?
No,
No.
My favorite part. Sorry, my voice is cracking. It's gone. My favorite part.
Because her social life is thriving.
Because
she had a Vegas weekend.
My favorite part is we had this whole like outline of talking about how we've been doing. We're like, okay, we're going to talk about just catching up with each other for the first like 5 minutes. And then we're going to go into how have you been? And, you know, I have been going through it. So we wanted to have an honest conversation about like anxiety and depression because we're really big on that. We go out there. We're like, that'll come around like the 10, 15 minute mark. You know, well, it'll be fun and light and then we'll get a little serious, you know? I look at the back of the venue. There's a clock, right, saying how long we've been talking. We say hi. I look. I'm already starting to be like, well, I've kind of been depressed. We've only been talking for 2 minutes.
2 minutes. It was like 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And
okay,
I was like,
wait.
Okay, wait. Because I'm not going to lie.
You were like, oh, that's a turn.
I was like, it was like all this energy. And then all of a sudden, it's like everyone's dead silent. Because you're not going to be like, whoa, when someone's talking about like depression. Yeah. And I literally to myself, I was like, dang, they're going in. Like they just went.
They're diving in.
But it was good.
2 minutes.
It was good. It was good though.
2 minutes.
It was good. It was honest. And then in the meet and greet, every person that came up was like crying to Alicia, saying thank you for talking
to
me.
Not me.
Yeah. So it's worth it.
Meant to be.
No, it's so worth
it. It was meant to be.
It's so worth it.
I know. But okay, it was funny.
So that's another, I feel like, comparison. Because you guys, I know, I feel like I saw more of Alicia's journey. So I'd love to hear like yours too, just from like living with her and all that stuff.
You've seen.
I've seen the journey.
She catched me.
Yeah,
I did. One time I collapsed on the kitchen floor. She caught me.
Like actually physically?
She.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It was Aww. Physically. So Alita, can we talk about?
Yeah,
it?
You're fine? I'm so okay. open with all
Let's
of it.
Let's paint a story.
So I was
paint a picture.
I was in the kitchen. Alicia was in the kitchen. You had started. Some of your triggers are when physically you start feeling
off. Like health anxiety.
Yeah. So she had mentioned like she started. Was it like a headache or you felt dizzy?
I stood up too quick.
Yeah. She started feeling dizzy. So she looked at me and I first kind of just was like, I was like, hey, you're good. Like that's kind of our thing. Like she'll be
good?
Like, yeah, I'll be like, you're good. Like you're okay. Like you stood up. I try to like help her rationalize. And then all of a sudden she looked at me and her eyes just got wide. And so I looked at her and I said, I was like, okay, like is this happening? And she was like, yeah. So I went and we like grabbed arms and then we just went down to the floor.
Oh, and we just sat there. I was like hyperventilating.
She was hyperventilating. But what was so crazy? So we're on one side of the island and Ashley and TK are on the other side watching TV. No idea what's going on. And I'm like cradling her.
Like for the longest time. And TK and I were so oblivious. We're just chatting, like watching TV, like chatting as we do.
When people ask how our quarantine was, literally that. Yeah.
At some point, someone was having a meltdown while the other ones were just unaware.
Yeah. Like,
very
unaware.
Yeah. Because there were four of us, so there was a lot of emotions going on.
Yeah.
So at some point, like, someone was always going through it while the other ones were kind of on and up.
Yeah. Like, why would I bring down your guys' up? Because they didn't come around often.
Oh. You know what I mean? No, you were fine. You were fine.
But also, I think, like you recognize in that moment, like, I just need, like, I could tell you're like, I just need you to be here in this. Mm-hmm. Like, don't try to fix it. Like, just be in here for a minute. And then once you were done, you were like, I'm good. And you like carried on, you know? I noticed a huge change in you when you started podcasting. And not even like, because at first I feel like you guys kind of shifted into where it was like very like light and funny stories. And then you guys like all of a sudden got really in depth about talking about stuff. You talked about like anxiety and medication and stuff like that. Like, Rem, you've shared so many like beautiful subjects too. And I think I just like, I'm curious because I feel like we went through that same thing. You not only get to know yourself, but also like you find this power in like just like diving in to like stuff. Like, you almost
seek it. It's weirdly therapeutic.
Know?
Yeah.
So like, did you guys notice, I guess I'm asking, like, when did you notice like a shift happen?
I think honestly, I think there came a point where we felt we had said all of our stories.
Yeah.
And we're like, shoot, what else do we talk about? And then we didn't feel like being fake or on. And we're like, honestly, like, it's been a shitty ass week. Why don't we talk about it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, I love that. Do you feel the same?
I feel the same. And also, there have been so many times, whether it was a funny story that I left and was like, maybe shouldn't have said that. Or if it's something that I'm truly going through, it's so easy just to talk to you. And we always forget the microphones are even there. Even now in the studio.
I know.
Even though there's lights and cameras, I forget all the time. And it's just us two talking.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I always forget everything, and it just feels like a really comfortable, safe space.
I think that's something unintentionally that we do really well as influencers. Like, we forget that we're recording, where I feel like a lot of people are like, oh my God, we're on. I have to be like, which maybe just because we've been there.
Well, I was going to say, you guys have been doing it for a while too. Yeah. So there is a comfortability that comes with being on there for 10 plus years, you know, whereas a lot of people are still very much like, camera.
Yeah.
Very aware of it.
Yeah.
Also, I think something that should be said is I think that all of us are still growing. And I think it's really cool that that shows through everything that we do, like whether it's a vlog or a podcast or whatever, like you grow and change, and it's cool seeing. I think that goes to show like the authenticity of it when like what you put out there also changes with you. So I think that's really cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
I think also with doing the podcast unintentionally, being more vulnerable, it made us feel way more comfortable. I'm sure you guys too.
Yeah.
Just talking about more things on camera that I normally wouldn't have before. I felt very produced in the beginning. Even up until we started the podcast, it still was very produced. I kind of picked what I would share and what I would not. But then now if I'm talking about it on a podcast, obviously I should talk about it on a vlog.
Yeah.
And it's just as easy.
What's helped me is more so when I'm talking to my phone, I'll just be like, Alicia, it's your podcast. And then my voice changes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so different.
Yeah.
Versus even my YouTube videos. Like, sometimes I'll be in my head and TK's trying to be like, come on, like let's, like, and I'm like, wait. It, tell me it's my podcast. Yeah. She's like, you're literally just recording Pretty Basic. Yeah. And instantly, I'm like,
I love that.
Hey guys, what up?
I love that. Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
Something that's happened with me, especially with this podcast being an advice one, where I've given so much advice over the last 3 years.
I have a question after.
Perfect. Hold on to it. Given so much advice over the last few years that I've been in multiple situations with friends, family, whatever, and we've been in a conflict or they've asked advice, and I would like, not know what to do. And then I'd tell myself the same thing. I'd like click into podcast mode. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, okay. And I put myself in their shoes and I stop overthinking it. And all of a sudden I just answer. And it's always solid.
Yeah,
it's always really good because I stop stressing about it because the podcast is something that comes very comfortable.
Yeah. To both of us. Especially when you don't know who it is, like unbiased opinion. For anyone who's from Pretty Basic Listening, they give advice to anyone, like such different array of topics. Like you have like serious ones, you have light, funny dating ones or whatever. Do you guys ever feel like hypocrites when you give advice to people and then like you're not even like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so curious. Yeah. Because you do a letter every single episode.
Yeah. Which we're gonna do one with you guys.
Oh,
yeah. So it's funny. So I feel like this kind of ties into what we were talking about too. When we first started, I felt this extreme pressure of like, oh my gosh, whatever I have to say, like it has to be like worded right and whatever. And I would even like listen back to our episodes and like send Mark like, hey, like I feel like this sounded weird, like whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But once like we kind of settled into this where this just became this super just like genuine thing and we started sharing more, because that's where I think the trick comes. Mm-hmm. The people that love to just tell you what to do with your life but don't offer anything up in return, it's hard to feel that like intimate connection and feel like you're kind of meeting each other in these different areas. So I feel like once we started to share a lot more about our lives, then I feel like it became easier. And then I feel like we also turned into this thing where every time we offer advice, like usually we always have disclaimers where we're like, this is us hearing from this tiny like paragraph that you gave.
Yeah.
And we always encourage like find someone in your life that genuinely loves you and talk to them about this.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to like fully give advice on stuff that we're like, I don't know the full story.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think too, in every story we address, usually the reason why we chose it is because we felt some type of connection.
Totally.
So then usually we'll offer up to like, hey, in my life, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Another really cool thing that happened through this podcast was I feel like the second that Taryn and I started opening up and being more vulnerable about our own lives on the podcast, which also started getting more real during COVID, our podcast went from like a comedy category to a very serious like conversation. And it was weird how like quick it changed, because when we first came out it was under comedy, it was like lifestyle comedy conversations, and then the second we started getting more real, all of a sudden really heavy topics started coming in, and we were like, oh,
well, they felt comfortable sharing that.
But it like became like that kind of like safe place, like we've talked about some really hilarious things at the same time as we'll get like an email that's like very, very serious. So it's been really interesting watching that grow with us also.
Yeah.
But also, can I add something just for you two?
Yeah.
When you're answering and giving advice, it's based on your own life experiences that you've had up till when you're reading it in that moment.
Yeah.
And so you're giving it based on what you've like gone through and how you're feeling in the moment. And then who's to say you can't go back when you've lived more life and change your advice that you gave that person. So they should take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be helpful. But then maybe even if you circle back again in a year, 2 years, whatever, then you'll have a whole new perspective for them.
Yeah.
No, I'm curious because we've done some episodes about like boundaries, for instance. There's that one I'm thinking specifically. We did an episode all about boundaries. And then afterwards, like, I remember Rem coming to me and be like, hey, like, I felt like really weird because we were talking about having healthy boundaries and like friendship stuff. And like, I've been wanting to like talk about this with you for a while. And I just felt whatever. And I was like, oh my God, I feel that. Same here. So there's been times where I feel like we've kind of felt like hypocrites where we're like, oh, like, talk to your best friend. Like, don't let things go unresolved. And then the next day we're like,
but it's so much easier said than done.
It is.
And
it really is.
Same with you guys, I'm sure, too.
Yeah.
Well, we just had... Wow.
No, I feel like it's weirdly opposite. Like, I feel like we probably because I am me and I just love to talk about things and fix everything.
And I'm like, conflict, ew.
Yeah. But and I see that as like a challenge accepted. We're going to be the conflict masters. We'll usually like, I feel like we do the opposite of where we have conversations with each other and then we talk about our conversations on the podcast. It's almost like opposite.
Yeah.
So usually it's like.
Like, do you guys avoid talking about sensitive? Like, if there's something in your friendship that's a little sensitive, would you avoid picking a letter that has to do with that?
Yeah.
Really?
No. You would. You would. 100% would.
No. I feel like I do it and then I look at her. I will say, like, we don't just like share everything. Like, I kind of gauge her. So like, say for instance, like if we had like a conflict about something and I pick a story and I'm like, oh, I see the tie.
Yeah.
I'll mention, like, we just had this talk the other day, and then I vibe off of how much she offers up. Mm. And I feel like that happens, like, vice versa. Like, she'll, like, kind of, like, pitch me the ball and see if I hit it. Yeah. Or if I, like, bunt, she's like, okay,
but well, that's good. Let's back boundaries, up. But, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this is so interesting for people who want to have a podcast with their best friend, because there is a lot that goes into it. Like, oh, there's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had probably one of our favorite episodes. We recorded it last week, which means it's coming out. It came out already. Mm-hmm. I don't know what episode it was.
The episode before this.
And Taryn and I, we both show up with both of our emails because we always read two. And we ended up not even discussing it and just talking about body positivity for the entire episode, because Taryn's gone through stuff, I've gone through stuff, but we had never like sat there and just talked about our stuff ever. Mm-hmm. And like, it was always revolving around someone else's story.
I want you guys
to. And I found that very interesting because it was one of our absolute favorites, and I will be promoting it very heavily on my Instagram because I was very proud of it, and it had nothing to do with a reader.
No, or literally, a listener. I looked at the clock and I was like, shoot, this is like the end of like. Usually like the first story. So I looked at her and I was like, are you good to like skip the first one? She's like, yeah. Then like we just keep going. Yeah. And then I looked at her again. I was like, are you good to like, let's just stay on this. Yeah. And it was like, so it was so beautiful because we were talking about, it kind of started me talking about like my eating disorder and then like her offering her side of things. And like, we just like vamped on it.
I love that.
And then she shares something that I had never heard before. And I was like, whoa, because we got so in depth into like a topic. And so like that's happened a couple times. I don't know if where I'm like, we get in the car and I'm like, I didn't know that you felt that way. And like, we'll talk about stuff more after, which
and
is cool.
And that was interesting because I feel like that was that had a lot to do with like us learning about each other even more with our friendship right here, like live on the podcast. Because I was like, oh, we're discussing this right now. Like, that's interesting.
Oh, shoot,
like, we haven't talked
in.
About this
I
yet, you know, and it was very, very good. So if you haven't listened to it,
I can't wait to listen.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Can I pop off with like?
Oh yeah, okay. I would love.
This is business.
I love when
Alicia
does
coming
this.
Up.
Business, guys. This is Alicia Bree. Business.
Ash has hungry Ash. Alicia
business.
Hangry.
We have
her
two
boyfriend
sides
hasn't
to ourselves.
Fully seen hangry Ash yet.
She said so he does.
He
no,
said he
that
did.
Was tamed. That was
he's
tamed.
Seen a glimpse.
There?
No.
Oh, but we were discussing it recently, and Alicia was like, you have not seen her.
Tired Ash, like, hangry Ash.
She's
tired.
Good time.
She's moody.
I always
she's
think tired Ash is mad at me.
The amount
everyone
of times
does.
Rem
Remy.
Is like,
does Ash hate me?
Welcome to my life.
Alicia, the other day, TK was over, and she was like, TK was wondering if you were like mad at her.
Me every day.
And I was like, no.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I usually never say anything, and I feel like the past 6 months, I'll just say anything to her face. I'm like, yeah they thought you were being really rude.
But it's been good for me specifically because I don't want people to think that. So when she was like, TK thought you were in a bad mood and possibly mad at her, I was like, not at all.
Aww. I was like, I know, but.
More recently, I was like, I saw you and then you went upstairs and I was like, is she okay? Is she having a bad day? Like, she seemed a little upset. And like, she goes, she texted me this morning that it was like the best day of her life.
I'm dead. Literally, I was like, oh no, she's having a fantastic day.
You know what's
day.
Hilarious is I know what day you're talking about. Alicia was having a day.
Yeah.
She, that was the day she was on the couch. Yeah. I was thriving. I like had the best morning and I told Alicia about it.
She double
I was just
me.
In my zone. But I knew like you were using the kitchen and like you were getting glamps. I didn't want to be in the way. So I just like went upstairs. But I was thriving.
That's so funny.
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
101. This is Alicia has arrived.
I feel, and listeners, please DM and like also say your constructive criticism what you guys think or if you agree or if you don't agree, okay? Because I don't want to speak for everyone here.
Right.
But I really feel like that episode's going to be your best episode because people want to hear about you guys. Like, don't feel like I feel like the one thing with your guys' podcast is, you know, every single time you're like, oh, we both have to have a story. Like, you could have one story that you both talk about. You can ask each other advice. Like, this podcast is about you guys. And I feel like with us, even in the beginning, we were like, oh, it needs to be this crazy, like, funny, upbeat thing. And, like, our best episodes are not, like, that we have to cry every time, but, like, the ones that were so vulnerable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people, like when we did the live show, all I thought about was you guys. I was like, this could be used. Like, you guys could do this. Like, I don't know if you feel that, but, like, having that connection with your viewers, I don't know. I feel like if there's weeks where you guys are like, hey, we're extra talkative. I feel like what's cool about us is when we do plan episodes, I don't know how you feel, but there are weeks where we're like, hey, this is the rough outline. We want to talk about this. There are episodes where we want to dive in and have like examples or like resources or kind of stuff. But then there's also ones where like want to just catch up.
Yeah.
And like, it's cool. So I feel like don't ever feel like you have to stick to this format of like the first 10 minutes, this, the second 10 minutes, this, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know what I think is going to be really fascinating? Taryn recently moved out.
I think for the
first time in a very long time, because when we first started, if you guys remember, Taryn lived far away, and so she would come out here once a week. For the last 3 years, Taryn has lived with us.
Like,
so
you've had nothing to update each other.
To, like, update.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, there was, and we would, like, talk about some things, but we didn't have that much to update on. And now, like, it's only been a couple weeks, but, like, Taryn will get in the car. She'll, like, come to my place, get in the car, and I'll be like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Like,
what's been going on?
How was your weekend? Like, tell me stuff. So I feel like we're actually going to, like, dip back into, like,
I
catching each other up.
I agree. Where there's no letters, and you guys just say, come, each of you come with advice you want to hear from the other person.
Ooh.
I think that would be so
That's a good idea. Bless you.
Thanks, I think that would be
that's
so interesting.
Really good. Yeah, I like that a lot.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, no, I think, like, it's fun because I think our podcast, I think we felt more of that pressure starting.
Oh, totally.
Like, it had to be, like, the stories, and we were, like, so worried about, like, what kind of story we were picking. And then I feel like now it's gotten much more where, like, we're starting to dive into that. And even, like, you know, we'll pick a story that's, like, smaller, but I'll, like, read it, and I'm like, wow, this has potential to open up a discussion on
also,
whatever.
It's someone's life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes when it comes to producing, you know, obviously with reality shows, it's like so-and-so slept with so-and-so, and it's like this elaborate crazy thing or whatever. Yeah. But even something so small as, like, tripping in front of your crush is, like, that's so mortifying and embarrassing.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's been cool, and I think that's what is so fun about, like, what both of us do, both of our podcasts do, is, like, it is so much of, like, it's us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's fun to see just the different, like, I love seeing the clips of your guys's because I'm like, oh, okay, like, they're talking about this, it's more serious, and then there's ones where it's just you guys, like, laughing, and it's just your chemistry.
One of the most recent ones killed me.
Dude, I watched that, I'm not joking, like, 20 times. We'll repost it on our Instagram because
Neil Patrick Harris one?
Yes. Give him the gist of it.
Very, very, very long story short, Alicia thought that Neil Patrick Harris walked on the moon.
No, you know what my favorite part, though, about it was you go, the moon, huh?
Like, and I was like,
you're like dead, like, wait. Like, you almost questioned your answer because of how confidently Alicia was like, oh, we know.
She goes, we know.
First 1 second, your face went blank. Like, you were like, oh, am I wrong?
You should play with them today. You
should
play with them.
Oh, God. I'm no.
Team versus team.
Yes.
Ooh, one thing I've learned is I am so street smart. Like, I can fake my way into any group. Any group. But when it comes to, like, book smart, like, I did not have time in high school. I was like, my friend is sad.
You know what?
I have to say
their social life was thriving.
Yes. Yes.
Full circle.
Yes.
Full circle.
You can't have a high IQ and a high social life.
No,
like,
no. It
really doesn't. It
cannot compute. Yeah.
So I would love if we can read a story just so you guys can, like, get the vibe. Now, this one, like, we specifically picked because I feel like we all have, like, a unique approach to this because we are two sets of besties. So Ash is going to read it and then literally just dive in. Like, whatever you think of, whatever you want to talk about, just, like, go in.
Okay.
Go on.
I'm going to close my eyes. Yeah. Ultimate senses.
Tap in.
Tap in.
The hair is gone. Okay, yeah. I can hear.
This one is titled Never As Good As My Best Friend.
Ooh.
She
The title already.
She writes, Dear Ashley and Taryn, hi guys. She wants to stay anonymous and your wish is our command. I have to start off by saying how much I truly love you guys and look forward to listening every week, especially while I run slash work out. Ugh, we're like her pre-workout. Honestly. We're like her pre-workout.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are my best friends and I know you guys so well. Moving on to my story, I'm in high school and have been best friends with, let's call her Abby, since fourth grade. She is the closest thing I have to a sister and I truly don't know what I would do without her. As much as I love her and I'm supportive of her, I am constantly comparing myself to her. Abby is crazy smart. She's the most outgoing, friendly person. Everyone loves her. Probably the most popular girl in our grade. Absolutely gorgeous and could have any boy she wanted. And on top of that, she's insanely athletic. Of course, I never want to discourage her accomplishments or make her feel guilty for my own insecurities, but I find this comparison weighing down on me a lot. Over the past year, I have gained a lot of confidence in myself and love who I am. However, I feel like I will never be on her level with anything. I guess I was just wondering if you guys had any advice on how to be proud of myself and not constantly compare myself to her. I am so grateful to have her in my life, but sometimes it is just annoying to see her be seemingly perfect in every single way. If you don't end up reading this on the podcast, it was still so great to write it out. Love you guys and this podcast so much, and I'm so grateful to have found it. Thank you for reading, and any advice you have would be absolutely amazing.
This is such a good one.
This is a great one.
She sounds so cute.
I know. Every time I'm like, I want to hug you. Yeah.
Fascinating because two best friends in the room.
Two best friends that are very different. Like, yeah. My areas I thrive are different than Ashley's areas mm-hmm. that she thrives. And some of the areas she thrives are tied almost directly to big insecurities of mine. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's
which
very...
Which we've talked about on the podcast
yeah,
before.
Yeah, it's... I feel like this is such a good one. And I would love to address this, but then I want to take it a little farther. So okay. Let's start with this and then... Plot twist. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's hard... The first thing I thought of advice-wise is... It's so easy to think the other person's fully perfect, but that person sees things in you that they also wish that they would have.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was an insecurity of mine that I felt like Rem was thriving in. And in my eyes, I was like, she's so perfect. We go out. She like meets all these guys. I wish I could be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think over time, I finally learned that there is beauty in the way that I am. And that's just how I am. Like, yeah. I'm not like that. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's taken me a long, long, long time to kind of like lean into my more reserved side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think also, like, just like you said, you have areas that you thrive in, and then Ash kind of compliments those. I think that's the same advice I would give to this person, is that she's seeing, I think that she's just being really hard on herself, and I feel like she's dimming her own light when she mm-hmm, sees mm-hmm. Abby all the time. But there are so many things I'm sure that Abby sees in her. There's a reason why they're best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Abby finds things that she loves about her that I'm sure she doesn't feel about herself. Just like how you, mm-hmm. like, yeah, maybe I was going out and meeting all these guys and things. I admire that. The thing is, like, why I was doing that was because I had such low self-esteem. But, like, you would go out and you had so much self-respect for yourself, you didn't need that to validate yourself.
No, my social anxiety was like, I'll be in the corner. I'll be looking down.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you never know. That's like how I was feeling mm-hmm. on the inside. So I think that, I don't know, that this girl should probably keep that in mind too. And there are so many things. Maybe she's not the most outgoing out with new people and like the most extroverted, but maybe she's really good at making connections with people. Mm-hmm. And like, I love that you are not the most outgoing and extroverted in a situation, but you're really good at finding really good, like, you're good at reading people, good at finding really quality best friends, and then you like are really, really close with them, which I really admire.
The amount of times where you're like, why didn't you tell me they were gonna use me, and I'm like, I tried.
But it's good, and I've tried to pick up from that too, of just like, not everybody has to be your best friend right from the get-go. Yeah. Like, you can be just mm-hmm. friends with people, you can meet people and then never talk to them again, and yeah. that's okay too.
Yeah, I've had the hardest time. And we talk about the Enneagram all the time on the podcast. For those of you that don't know, the Enneagram is a personality test that me and Taryn are absolutely obsessed with.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah. I am a like quiet 9, and almost all of my friends are 7s or like lean to 7s, which is the most outgoing type of person.
That's why you click with them.
And mm-hmm. that's why I click with them. Something I've always struggled with, like, I'm talking like they will be in the middle of the dance floor by themselves, like doing the wildest dance moves. And I'm in the corner, like, I can barely move right now. Like,
two steps.
Remember Hawaii in the dance floor?
I had the hardest time. Like, it's something I've always struggled with. And it has seeped into, like, friendships. It's seeped into, like, insecurities of my own, even, like, relationship stuff. That I'm just not fun. And, like, that's something that I have to struggle.
A lie you've told yourself because of that.
And it's something I've struggled with in high school, which I will admit, being in high school, it's like the worst time.
So,
but I do want to say, like, it does, the comparison thing, like, it's never going to go away. Stops. And you do have to learn to, like, which it seems like, Anonymous, it seems like you are, like, you're just now tapping into, like, finding that self-confidence. I'm not kidding. I've had every single one of those friends, the outgoing ones, the sevens, the ones dancing and doing splits in the middle of the floor, say how frustrating it is because everyone considers them crazy, like too crazy, and like they don't feel like they have that connection with people. And so they actually find it almost like a disadvantage, I would say. And they find
a lot of friends over the years, and they keep hearing, you're too much. You're too crazy.
Too much or crazy is like trigger words for them. And that's they say sad. That I like ground them. And I'm like, oh, that's so interesting.
You're like,
I'm like, I am helping you. So it's just interesting
because I need them.
Like, I need them so much when it comes to social situations. And it's so comforting knowing that they need me too.
You know how much I lean on this girl?
Yeah.
I wanted to hold your hand.
Okay, so we actually talked about this the other day in the podcast, and I mentioned that you had told me something, so I'm hoping you remember. Because
I didn't listen.
No. It's fine. I remember. No, I'm hoping you remember what you had told me.
Okay.
So we were talking about something, and you mentioned something you heard about jealousy and how really it's something that highlights, like, something about you can use jealousy as a tool instead of like a hindrance, because you can like look at that person's thing and you need to step back and be like, okay, it's not that, but it's something about that that I'm striving for.
Ooh.
What was it? Do you remember?
Was it an actual saying, like a quote or something?
Or just like the concept.
No, but yes, I feel like jealousy is, what's hard about the word jealous is no one actually, out of all feelings, whether sad, anger, whatever, jealous is one no one wants to admit to.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to say, I'm jealous.
Yeah. I think there's something.
There's a negative.
I want to say petty, but that's not the right
word.
That's the perception that you're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
I think it's important, if I am jealous that Remy can go out on the dance floor and dance, I'm not mad at her. I'm mad that I can't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the real thing behind that.
I'm watching Taryn thrive on the dance floor, and I'm not mad that she can dance. I'm sitting here going, like, damn, how come you can't dance?
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of times we stop at that. Like, I'm jealous of Remy.
Because you don't want to dive deep.
Instead of separating.
And they don't even want to say jealous. They just go, oh, they annoy me.
Annoying.
I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? And then when you really, really, like, really take it back, it's like, in the end, I am jealous. So I think one of the biggest, like, challenges I would say to, like, challenge people is try to find the next time you're jealous and admit it to yourself.
Yeah.
It is very hard to do, because then it flips everything. You're like, oh, I'm literally just I'm a jealous bitch.
This is all on me. It has nothing to do with
them. What about, why is that triggering to me? Like, I don't know. And I do think it is really, it's like, no one wants to admit it.
Yeah.
Well, but I get why.
I think when you do strip this, and we talked about this one episode where it's like, if you guys show up, right, and you look so cute, and I'm like, of course, like, they have all this stuff, like, they look so cute, they like came all put together. Like, instead of me putting that on you, I'm like, okay, well, what is the root of this? Like, what about this do I want?
Yeah.
And then if I'm like, well, I, like, didn't take time to get ready, I don't feel put together, I feel, like, super, like insecure about how I look because I'm, like, greasy hair, whatever, then I can step back and be like, okay, so, like, if that is something that, like, you're wanting, then prioritize that.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Next time you go somewhere, like, wake up 30 minutes extra, take time to get ready, and then see how that makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's stripping down. I think sometimes we just reject emotions because we're like, oh, we don't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel jealous. Like, no, I don't, because, like, I'm so secure in myself, and, like, move on.
Yeah, it sounds so petty.
But it can be productive. Like, it can actually be a tool to, like, strip and see, like, what are things that I'm wanting to strive for, and how do I separate? It's not the person. There's just something in this moment that I wish I was able to do.
Totally. And I feel like in this situation, like, maybe you are jealous of certain things she can do, and that's okay to admit, and it's also okay to realize, like, oh, like, I can't think right now. There's so many things where I'm like, oh, I'm jealous Rim can do that, and I can't.
I like that you throw around the word, the jealousy has such a negative connotation, but you throw it around as if it's envy. Like, when you say, you're like, oh, I'm so jealous of this, but it's so nonchalant that the way you say it could be, oh, I'm so envious of you because of this. When it could mean that it pretty much is a synonym, but you throw it around so nicely and lightly. Yeah. It's like, it's never a mean thing.
Like,
which
a friend's
I appreciate.
Like, oh my God, I just organized my house and blah, I'd be like, oh, I'm so jealous. I wish I could do that. And I think when you use it more positively, then it also you can identify it more.
Yeah. And in that moment, like, you gas her up. Yes. So it's like, I love this about you. Like, I wish I could do that. Instead of like, now there's just this awkward tension and I'm wishing, like, I'm trying to find flaws in her so I feel better about myself. Yeah. It's like you separate the two things. Like, she's saying she's trying to learn how to do. Like, I'm going to acknowledge, like, your strengths. And, like, that's not the absence of my strength, but I can acknowledge your strength. And then I can sit back and be like, why is this, like, sitting in me so much? Like, what is it that I'm actually desiring?
Also, there is that inner conflict when you are trying to be someone you just aren't. And I think, honestly, like, the past year is when I've really, really leaned into how I am. And, like, the amount of times I'm like, I just am more reserved, but find a positive in it. I'm like, but if you are in my circle, you are family to me. Like, I am so loyal. Yep. So I think I've learned, instead of just being like, oh, I wish I could be like that, I wish I could be like that, being like, you know what? I'm not like that, but I am like this. Mm-hmm. And totally. Seeing how, like, find, I felt like that's helped me the most with my confidence.
Yeah. I think something that can be done here, and this is something I've done in the past, I'm sure you guys have done it as well, is if she's your best friend, then I feel like it's totally fine for you to be able to walk up to her and say, hey, I feel insecure in this way, and I would love if you could help me to do this, because something that I'm going to go back to the dancing thing because it's what everyone knows me for. But, like, Taryn has been one of those people where I'll look at her and I'll be across the room and I'll see.
I know the look.
I'll see Taryn dancing.
No, they saw it firsthand in Hawaii.
Yeah, and I'll my face will be like deer in the headlights. Aww. I'm panicking, and Taryn will just, like, start shimmying over to me, and she'll start grinding on me, and I'll just be like, okay. And she'll just, like, she'll hype me up, and she knows how to do that. It's funny because the other day I went out with some friends and they all wanted to go dancing. Taryn wasn't there, and she texted me and was like, hey, like, how you doing? Like, aww, checking in, because she knew I had brought my boyfriend, and I don't dance, and I don't think he'd really seen that yet, and he was about to. And Taryn was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, that's so cute. But, like, I chose to include her in that, and I bet your best friend would love to help you.
I would say one thing Rem's been doing, Rem, I need to do it more too.
Rem's great at it.
Rem's great at it. No, I feel like there's been a few times lately you're like, hey, how can I best help you just in life right now?
Yeah.
And I think that, one, it opens so many doors to be like, anything I've been thinking of.
Yeah.
Like, she called me the other week. She was like, hey. And then by the end, she's like, what do you need from me? Like, how can I help? Like, anything and everything. And I feel like if you offer that to your friend, I'm sure she'll reciprocate that. And it's so nice because it gives that whole, like, anything goes.
Yeah.
Even if it's, can you bring me a coffee? Or even if it's a, okay, this is so random, but you're so good at dancing. Like, do you have any tips for me? Like, even being like, hey, you're so outgoing. I always see you talking to guys. I get so
just
in my...
Just include,
like,
me in the conversation.
Please, like, help me, you know? And I think that also just bonds you as friends, because you're like, oh my God, I'm helping each other.
I agree. It helps you feel not alone, especially if it's your bestie. You won't even have to say anything. You just look at her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she'll know. She'll be like, oh,
and
here I come. Like,
if
you've
been friends since the fourth grade, she knows.
That's a good amount of time.
Oh my God, exactly.
I think, too, when I read this, I felt like I could relate on her friends' strengths are very seen from outside. I don't know if there's probably a better way.
Physical, almost, in a way.
Yeah, like, if you're the smartest in class, it shows.
Yeah.
If you're athletic and dominating sports, it shows. So, I feel like even I went through a season where my work life is so completely, like, opposite side of the spectrum as, like, what you guys do.
Yeah.
And so we lived together for 3 years.
So there were days, like, I would have such a huge victory, like, at work, and I would come home and I would, like, want to share, but at the same time, like, it was, like, hard for me to find my rhythm, because then, like, you know, like your guys' victory in work, like, so I almost put this comparison as like, oh, well, that's like not as cool.
Like, for instance, if you were to be like, hey, I just got a raise. And then we were like, oh, we just got this deal. And you would diminish that when you don't need to, because
fully.
That is so, like,
fully. Or like, there was one time, like, I came and you had like this dream brand reach out to you, mm-hmm. and like you were sharing. And then me to be like, oh, I started an IEP. Like, I was just like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I think that there are times where that's also something that we do, is like we classify like what is, well, this is okay, but not in comparison to like whatever.
I hate when people do that.
And even on the flip side, and we've talked about this before, like maybe I had like a really hard day, but then if you tell me something that happened with your day that in my mind I think is worse than what I went through, I'm not going to share it, because I'm like, well, she had a worse day. So like, I'm not going to bring up my thing. So it's like, it still is learning how to find like your spectrum of what is amazing and what sucks in your life is completely different than someone else's, mm-hmm. and you need to be able to celebrate your victories. And if you're not feeling celebrated, then find people who make you feel celebrated. Yeah. Like, that's okay too, to like find someone
also,
else.
Also, in the end, Ash and I do not know anything about child development.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
We can be so excited for you, but in the end, it will not be the response that you need or that you deserve. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We'll be like, awesome.
Exactly.
Like,
that's
like,
exactly.
What did you say earlier? IU what?
IEP.
IUD. No, I'm just kidding. For instance, I have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Also, maybe she can go to Abby and just say, look, I've been feeling this way. I know you're great at XYZ. I need you to remind me what I'm good at, because mm-hmm. it's really hard to look inward and figure out what it is that you're good at. I make Cal once a week at least tell me why he loves me. Because I want to know.
Yes.
And I tell him all the time, or when he asks rather, but there are so many things that I don't know or I don't notice that make me special in his eyes. So it's nice to be reminded. So maybe she needs the same reminders as well.
Like, absolutely. If she came to me and she was like, hey, like, what about me? Do you like being my friend? I would be like, oh my God,
yes.
I have my list, you know?
Yeah. Yes. No, and that's something, like, I feel like I harp on this all the time with the people who write in. I'm like, we need to normalize telling people how we need to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, love
it's
languages
not
are
selfish.
Huge.
It's not.
Highly recommend the book.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a good one.
But like, there's times where like, and I feel like me and Rem vibe, because we're very much like, we love so intensely. And we're like in the corner, like, love me back, right? Like, hi, tell me you love me, you know? But there's times with Ash and Alicia, like in us living together, where I had to tell them, like, hey, like, I'm having a hard day. Like, I need you to just like, I need 10 seconds. Like, just like hype me up. Or like, this is how I need to be loved in certain ways.
You would even text it. She wouldn't even be in the room, and she would text, and Alicia and I would both be like, you've got this. Blah, blah,
I will
blah.
Say,
you
know? That's one thing I love that you do, because especially over text, I feel like what it does, it stops my day, because it's so like, hey guys, I'm going through it. Can you just hype me up for 10 seconds?
Yeah.
I don't need to know what you're going through, what happened or anything. But when I get that text, instantly it like, gets my attention, and I feel like it works so good for me, because then I'm like, oh my God, da 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 da, and just go off. Like, that's a way that I feel like that love language is complimentary, because
you know exactly what she needs in that moment.
And I feel like I hear that, and it stops me, whatever, how crazy my day is. I'm like, oh, like, this is important, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing, is like, we feel like we have to figure it out on our own. And that's kind of the vibe I got from her story, was like, I'm learning how to love myself, but like, also, I think bringing in people you care about to that, and saying like, hey, like, it's okay if you're feeling super insecure to grab someone and be like, help me get out of this.
I feel like I need
you don't
to
have
that
to do it
you
on your own.
Just being like, hi, just need help. Tell me you love me.
Yeah. You're going to start getting texts from Alicia. What do you love about me?
I'm going to make a calendar,
every
a weekly
week.
Reminder.
Yeah. Google calendar alert.
Every Tuesday
at 3 p.m.
I'm going to tell Sarah to do it. You're going to get it randomly.
Text Alicia at noon on Wednesday.
No, it's so good. I think, too, like, it's something I feel like as we get older, like, life gets so busy. Like, me and Ash, we had a conversation the other day where I was, like, so sad. And I was like, dude, we don't hang out. Like, I get you're in a relationship. Like, don't forget about me. And, like, she was like, I think we need to set up things and put it in the calendar.
I was like, Taryn.
Yes. That's one thing.
We are in our 30s now. And it's like, I was like, because one of our favorite things about our friendship is we would just sit and do nothing and have the best time.
Yeah.
But like that was also when we were in college and didn't have like real responsibilities.
Yeah, totally.
You know? So like I was like, you know what? I hear you. I'm officially a calendar girl. Like, I was like, we got to schedule it.
But that was like, and I feel like some people are like, really? You have to like, but it's like, no, that's how you work.
She's the one who got me on the calendar. I would be like, hey, let's hang out. She's like, cool. How's next Thursday at 2? And I'd be like,
I was going to say, yeah, people have to schedule me at least a week in advance because I like to book it up. But then it's good because you know, like, okay, next week then I can't.
It's committed.
It's committed time.
Yeah. And I feel like that shows that you're a priority.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds funny, like, let me put it in my calendar really quick. But, like, no, that's, like, let's plan it out so that I know that it's happening so that I don't book anything, like, over it. And that's me prioritizing it.
Yeah. No, I love it. And I think that's where, like, Anonymous, like, you need to find that rhythm with her of, like, hey, I'm struggling with this. And I don't think it's, like, taking her down. Like, be like, I love all the things that you're doing. Like, you don't have to tie it to her. You don't have to be like, hey, I'm just jealous of everything that you're doing. Like,
can you
just
stop
say,
being
like,
so great.
Yeah, yeah, like, hey, like, I'm struggling with insecurity and I would love, like, support in that. You know what I mean?
One thing that I always say this quote, I'm pretty basic because I love it so much, but I heard this from Casey Neistat. Him and his wife used to have a podcast called Couples Therapy. They don't anymore, but it was one of my favorite things ever.
Bring it back.
But on there, they're very open about, like, their struggles as a couple, like, super, like, vocal about it, which I always really liked. But one thing that always stuck with me was the saying that expectations are resentments in the making. Like, if you
Alicia has said that ever since she heard it.
Because, like, when if I'm expecting Remy to, like, text me every single day and, like, want to hang out every single day or do whatever, but and then she doesn't, in the end, no matter how much you love that person, you will start feeling resentment because you're expecting this of them
you're
and they're not
the
giving it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think in this situation, try to figure out what expectations you have of her that she has no idea about or that you're not vocalizing or communicating, because then you really are just digging a hole for yourself and you're the one who's going to be miserable and having resentments, feeling jealous, and then she's just living her life.
I was going to say, she's going to be thriving and you're going to be the one that's
and
like
have no
fuming.
Idea,
Yeah.
I think all of us in this room have recognized as we've gotten older and we've been friends for so long that we're all just different people and we have to expect different things from different people, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to meet my expectations for what I would do because we're two different people and that's totally fine. And I feel like once I realized that, like, she operates in a different way than I do, our friendship was able to just get so much better because then all of those weird walls were down.
And then compromising is easier too.
Yeah.
Because you're aware you're very different.
Yeah.
And it's not like, well, you don't see my side. It's like, okay, we just don't like...
We don't see eye to eye.
We don't see eye to eye, but let's compromise here. How are we going to compromise? How are we going to do that? Because, and then we're aware that it's not either of us being stubborn. It's just that we're like, okay, you don't see that how I do.
Yeah.
And when
we
do compromise, I feel like I'm so grateful and you're so grateful because we know how much it means from the other person to do so.
And it's out of love. It's like, okay, I'm doing this because I love you and I know that, like, this means a lot to you. So this is hard for me, but I'm going to do this.
Exactly.
You know?
And it just makes us stronger.
Taryn and mine's biggest things towards the beginning of our relationship was she hated when she would, like, vent about something and I would try to fix it. My love language is, like, Taryn would vent about, like, X, Y, and Z, some kind of situation. And my immediate response out of, like, a loving friend and just who I am as a person is like, okay, they were probably thinking this and you were probably thinking this. And here's how you fix it. And here's the problem. And she made it very clear. She was like, I need you to at least say, dang, that sucks first. Like, at least. She was like, I need you to be
empathize
on my side for a second and help. Just, like, be there with me. And I was like, okay. So I forget
dang,
what
that
it
sucks.
Was.
No, I remember, I remember exactly where it was. We were getting massages at the Now. And Ashley
like
signed
us
up for a scalp scrub. And I was insecure because of my mole. Which I got it chopped off, so I'm fine now. But so I told her, I was like, oh, like, I always want to do the scalp scrub, but I'm like nervous that they're going to be grossed out by my mole. And Ashley goes, dang, that sucks.
I'm like, babe, it doesn't mean anything when it's like that.
No, but I
dang,
looked
that
at her
sucks.
And I was like, I literally just, like, hugged her and
so
I, because
cute.
I knew that was her moment of being like, oh,
stop
she
myself
told me and she saw, because I know she was going to be like, They do this every day, like nobody, and it would have made.
I was gonna be like, they have seen worse heads. I'm sure of it.
But it was just like, in that moment, it was like her being like, oh shoot, this is not my natural tendency, but you just told me what you needed, so I'm gonna try.
And
it was
like, you don't see why.
The cutest thing. But yeah, so we need to communicate our needs. Also separate your accomplishments from hers because it's not fair to put it on the same scale.
Yeah.
And talk to her.
Also, Anonymous, I love that you're dealing with this in high school because I think I figured mine out like two years ago.
Also, I think it's important to realize that friendships have their ebbs and flows. And like just because you've been friends since fourth grade does maybe like you guys are drifting a little bit. Yeah. That's totally okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Friendships have seasons.
Don't be scared of that. I think that's something else too, because sometimes you're like, we've been friends since this. Like, why are things weird now? And it's like, maybe she's growing as a person. Maybe you're just also growing as a completely different person. Mm-hmm. And the friends that we have from high school, like the friendships that have actually stayed through, I feel like those are so special because there's just like a special bond there, but we've also allowed each other to grow. Like when I think of Alicia, like my best friend from high school, like she has other best friends and I'm so happy for her. I remember the first time feeling like I was actually in a like a healthy like friendship was when Rem brought Kaylee around, her best friend from high school, and I was like, oh my god, hi, how are you? And she was like, oh my god, I love you, I've heard so much. And there was no jealousy, there was no like territorialness or anything like that, and I was like, wow, this is how it should be. So like I don't know what I'm saying.
No, territorial anything, that's just bad.
How old were you guys when you guys started hanging out?
20
like close
three, four three
20, probably 22 and 24, I think, right?
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, we were like, what, 25?
I was 25.
Yeah, we've known each other. 20,
so I was like 26, 27. Maybe. So I think that's true. Like, I think every friendship, sometimes you put too much pressure on like, this has to last forever and this has to be like perfect and things have changed. And I think it's okay to like mourn when you're like coming out of a season. Yeah. To then find the beauty of the season you're in, but also to know like sometimes like friendships don't last, and that's okay too, because like you're gonna find the people that are meant to be in your life. And I think we get so dramatic of like sometimes like, oh god, we've all had them, like friendship breakups happen, and those are sad, but also sometimes like you just grow in different areas.
Totally.
And I think most people have relationships now they didn't find until they were older and really figured out who they were.
I remember being in high school, and it was around the time I was going to be graduating, and I was like, I haven't even met the people in my life who are probably going to mean the most to me.
Aww.
But like, genuinely, like, I think that's such an exciting thing. So if you are at that age or you're in college, like, and you're dealing with graduation coming up or something like that, like, seriously, like, oh my gosh.
So much
it means
to come.
It's so true. And you have to allow that in. Like, you have to.
No, I love that.
I went through, I've talked about it on the podcast, but I had a huge breakup with my best friend in, like, middle school, high school. And to this day, like, so grateful for, like, the season that we had together. And I wouldn't have changed it for anything because she was, like, my ride or die. And she got me through that period of my life. She wasn't supposed to continue on with me, but, like, so
grateful
for that time.
Have you seen that chart that's like this when you meet people?
No.
This one, right?
Yeah, there's two, and it shows like when people meet, it's like, it'll be like.
You're going through something.
It'll be like, it's like a graph like this. I'll try to find it. You put it on the screen.
Yeah.
It'll be like, there's a line here, and it says, when you meet your like high school sweetheart, right? So you like, you're living life, you have high school, you meet, you're going like this, and then college happens, you come back for a little bit, and then boom. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like a one night stand, for instance, is like boom, boom.
Yeah.
So like, and it's so interesting when you see, when you just realize, oh, there are times, like everyone has their own path.
Yeah.
And sometimes you cross with people for a little bit. Sometimes you cross with them for a longer time.
Yeah.
And it's always when you need them. Like,
I think if I have any regrets with friendship breakups too, it's that we both were clinging on, whether it was because we've been friends for so long.
You felt like you needed to.
Because we've gone through so much together. And then that's what creates a blow up at the end, because it's so much of like up and down, up and down, up and down. And it's a roller coaster ride. Then there's walking on eggshells. And then it becomes this big thing with a big blow up. Whereas
if I could
go back, now being a better communicator, if I could go back for any one of my friendship breakups and just properly communicated how I was feeling and then open up the floor to hearing what they were saying, and then we could have amicably ended the friendship, I would have loved. Obviously, I've learned a lot from those. But if I could go back and do that, I absolutely would.
It's like a TV series going 12 years, 12 series, and when it should have been 5.
Yes.
You know,
and you're just like,
put it in the grave.
Yeah,
it's so true.
There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah. Write a nice, happy ending and then
and boom, done.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The whole cast is dead. You can't just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How are you still alive?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, for sure. Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for writing in. You got double the advice. So hey.
Hello.
From an award you should be winning thriving.
Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Award winning.
Also, award we never said that we lived together, that we're sisters, Ash.
Well, I feel like they know.
You. We talk about you all the time.
Right. Right. Lesbian lovers.
I'm just saying.
The listeners. That's my favorite. Wait, what?
I always reference when Alicia used to get comments that like, sorry, I'm new here. Yeah, our Ash and Alicia partners. Okay.
That's not as bad as them people being like, oh, is that your mom?
Yeah. Everyone thought Taryn was our mom.
My favorite is there was a few in person too.
I'm not joking. I would like walk away and I would look at them and I would be like, is it how I dress? Like, do I look old? Like, what is happening?
At a meetup, she was like,
that was a long time ago then. Yeah. Too.
Wait,
the
what?
One in person?
Who was
at
it?
At a BeautyCon.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, God.
I was like, this was me.
Wide-eyed.
I should have been like, yes, honey.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But also, guys, thank you so much
thank
for coming
so
on.
So excited. I've been waiting for to do this.
Us. Yeah. If you guys have not listened to Pretty Basic, check them out.
We're about to go do an episode.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yes.
We're gonna swap. This is a pod swap.
I'm so excited to see like what's going to be the same and what's going to be totally different about us being on your podcast.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. If you made it to the end, we love you the mostest. We'll talk to you guys in the next episode.
Woo!
Also, go to Pretty Basic and listen to our episode over there.
Yes.
With us.
Yes.
Love you all. Talk to you later.
Bye.